This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday, and we have one of our most popular guests, Justin Napier. He's here to tell us how to pick lures. A lot of people make it too complicated, he says. So let's find out what he says. Justin, what's going on today?
How you doing, Tom?
Man, I'm doing great. It's great to see you.
You too. Great to see you again.
I got to tell you, man, I had a lot of people reach out that heard the podcast, went fishing with you, and just had an amazing time. You know, really, really high marks. So good job there.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for allowing me to be on it and give me the platform. Because yeah, I've got a lot of awesome clients now that reached out saying, I heard you on the podcast. I want to get down and do some fishing with you. And luckily I got them out and yeah, we had a good time. So thank you for that.
Well, that's great, man. That's great. So tell us about lures.
All right. So I get a lot of questions about lures because a lot of people know that I love artificial. It's my go-to. I pick it over live bait every time. And they always say what to use, when to use it. And I always say, keep it simple. Jerk baits and paddle tails are my two go-to combos. I think those two lures, you can catch every fish that you want to catch. And then depending on what time of year it is, I'll switch it up or skill level. Me personally, I love a jerk bait. I think it just, that erratic side-to-side motion, mm-hmm. it just gets the attention of everything. Whether those fish are super active or not, it can usually trigger a reaction bite, even on a tough day. And then, let's say like summer fish right now, we got summer fish. Those fish are all fired up. They're hammering jerk baits like easy. And then when the water starts to cool down, a subtle, steady reel of a paddle tail can be like key to getting that cold fish to chew on a, mm-hmm. on a cold day.
Cool.
So I'll show you my favorite combo. Super easy. This is a 3.75 inch Wise Guys tackle, bada bing. That's in the color smoke. This is a great search bait. If you're just going out and you're looking for fish, great search bait. Mimics a pilchard, mimics a finger mullet. I rigged that on a twist lock, 1/16 ounce. Just a little bit of weight is perfect. It skips really well up under mangroves, docks. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're fishing these, let's say you're fishing super skinny water, maybe you got some spooky reds, I'll fish it completely weightless. So just an unweighted hook, same style, and then you can skip it. And I've had guys, I'm pulling along and boom, there's a redfish like really close to the boat. And I've had guys underhand pitch it like a bass. Mm-hmm. And it lands and they give it one little bump and that redfish just boom. So it's a super subtle combo, gets the job done, skips really well. Probably my favorite. Like if I had to pick one thing to fish with forever, it's that right there. Like that thing is money.
Right on.
And then my second favorite is just a simple jig head, which that's going to depend on your water depth. I like a 1/8 ounce because it covers for me that 1 to 4 foot area that I kind of like to fish. And then that's just your simple paddle tail. And I get guys that don't fish a lot of artificial, and I ask them, are you comfortable? They say, yeah, I don't fish it very much. This lure, I always tell them, I'm like, if you can physically make a cast and just do a steady reel, I can guarantee you can catch a fish on a paddle tail. Hmm. It does all the work. I always tell everybody, it does all the work for you. All you gotta do is just right. steady reel, let that paddle do its thing. It vibrates, the fish feel that through their lateral line, or they see it. So it does all the work for you, which is nice.
Yeah. Those paddle tails are very effective. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I like the jerk bait better. If mm-hmm. I had to pick between the two. Now, when that's you go to Louisiana, the boys up in Louisiana, they love those paddle tails. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, if they had one bait to fish, it's going to be that paddle one. Tails. Yeah.
I mean, they're tough to
very
beat.
Good.
They work. It's just, they work. They're simple and they work. And that's like, it goes back to keep it simple. Like I could go out and fish with a pack of these. And a pack of these, it could be the same color. And then a pack of these, mm-hmm. I'm good to go. I'll go catch snook, reds, tarpon, trout.
What about an example of somebody trying to make it too complicated?
So I find guys fishing way too many varieties of jig heads. Like they've got like a 3/8 ounce, they've got like a 1/4 ounce, and then they've got 5-inch paddle tails and 3-inch paddle tails, and they've got hard plastics. And they're not giving the lure time. They're sitting there casting. Okay, I got nothing. Okay, I'm gonna switch this color. I'm gonna switch to this hard plastic or this top water. And I think if you're trying to find fish, you need to keep it simple. If there's, you know, let's say you got bait fish in the area, try to go down to one of these guys at 3.75. It's gonna mimic most smaller baits that those fish are honed in on, whether it's in the backwater or out front. And it's going to be a good search lure. And then it just work it, you know, work a bank, keep working, maybe try a different area, find some current, find some structure, work it around that. I think people give up too fast and then switch. And they're very worried about colors. And I get honed in on color sometimes, but you really can't beat a simple white, like an all white, or like this has like a silver belly with a dark back with a lot of flake in it. Mm-hmm. You can't beat anything that mimics a bait fish. I mean, you're going to find fish. And then once you find the fish, then you can hone in. Like with my tarpon, for example, some mornings, those picky bastards, they love these. And then some mornings, my favorite, if I'm fishing, you know, darker tannic water, is like a dark purple with a lot of purple flake in it. Like, I love that lure. It's actually my favorite tarpon lure, but I've caught some my biggest snook on that and some beautiful backcountry redfish on a dark purple. So I do like dark purples. I like coppers, you know, for that backwater, that copperish color. Mm-hmm. So for me, I usually have a dark color and a light color. Those are kind of like the two that I carry, but that's only two colors. That's it.
Yeah.
Two colors, maybe a pack of jig heads. And then I'm going to base that off of water depth, which, like I said, I like the 1/8 ounce because it's just a good overall good size and weight for me. 1/4 ounce probably my next favorite, and then a pack of twist locks, and that is all you need to go find fish and catch pretty much whatever you want.
Right on. That's great advice. So keeping it simple is pretty much goes through a lot of different types of fishing. And a lot of people do try to make it more complicated than it needs to be. And sometimes they get great satisfaction out of that. And they love to have tons of tackle, but the best fishermen that I know have a go-to, something that they have, and it might be different than what Justin talks about here, but it's their go-to. And one of the things about that is that they have tremendous confidence in that, and they're not going to give up too quickly on that lure. And they're going to know if a fish is there, he should have eaten that. And then that's going to be the barometer of whether you move, whether you change, whether you do something else. But having a go-to lure is super, super, super important. All right, Justin, that's it for today, man. Thank you very much. And if anybody wants to go fishing with Justin, how do they find you?
You can find me on Facebook. Just, you can type in my name, Captain Justin Napier or Justin Napier. And then I'm captain.justinnapier on Instagram. And then my guide page is backcountryculture.com.
All right. All right. If you want to find somebody to go fishing with, Justin is an awesome one. He's had great reviews from everybody who has gotten back with me on the podcast. So, all right. That's it for today. We'll see you next week on How To Tuesday.